Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Who you are in our lives, Father Yahweh. We thank you for the celebration that has gone forth, Father. As we celebrate women, mothers, those women who have been just anchors for us when the storm was raging. They have been a foundation for us when we might have just flown off. We thank you for the women in our lives, Father Yahweh. Right now, Father, we just ask that your word go forth. Bless the speaker, no matter how worthy or unworthy he may be, that he may be able to deliver that word that the hearers may hear and allow it to become rhema in their lives, Father. We give you glory for the love that is in this room. We give you glory for your presence that is in this room, because your presence, everything that we need, we find in your presence, Father. So we just want you to have your way. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'm not going to keep you long at all, because I know we want this to be a time of families coming together. But I just had a couple of words to share with you before I let you go. This is an amazing time for us to celebrate women, mothers. And if you're not a mother, we celebrate you anyway. You've been an auntie. You've been a role model. You've been a mentor. You've been a grandmother, maybe. And so we're just thankful for who you are and what you have provided for our families, but also for the church family, the body of Mashiach. And one of the biggest misconceptions about women in Christianity, if you want to say Christianity, but as believers, is that they were somehow minimized. If you believe that, then you don't read the word. Because the word has a plethora of examples of mighty women who have been used in the ministry and also in their families. Does anybody know what I am talking about? That could not be further from the truth. Women have been essential, even in creation. Creation flows from a woman. I don't think there's any men out there who want to have the experience of birthing a baby. No, thank you. I saw what my wife had to go through, and I was just like, ugh, I can never do that. Because, you know, women are special, because Yahweh has given you all a supernatural strength. That, yeah, it's supernatural. Because there is no way I can do with the stuff that y'all do. You carry something living and moving in you for 9 months. I can't imagine. If I felt something in me for a minute, I'd holler. Can't imagine. But you all were created for creation. You know, and I'm so thankful for the women that have been in my life. I think about my mom all the time. She was a miracle. I mean, she did everything. You know, my dad, he all right. His time is coming, you know. We gonna talk about fathers in June, but this mother's, you know. Mothers just do that special stuff, you know. Mothers care about the little things, the details, right? You know, the fathers, they be like, You know, my dad get us ready. He just, you know, wipe our head and send us out on our way. He would do this. He would spit on his hand and he would wipe our head. But what mama did, she got that, it was royal crown. Does anybody know about the royal crown hair grease? I think it came in a red can and it smelled good. And she would just take a little bit. She, you know. Make sure that, you know, she took the care. You know, that, you know, she, he, but she rubbed that, you know, she made sure we was good. Does anybody know about the details that mama does? You know, daddy would send you out with a wrinkled old shirt and pants. But what did mama do? She ironed it. Sometimes she ironed it late at night. I see my wife, the stuff that she does for our family, for our daughter. She's like late at night, and I know she's sleepy, but she ironing what? Well, now in this day and age, we don't do the iron as much. We steam it. You know, the steamer. You know, is anybody using the steamer nowadays? Okay, let me take a poll. Who's using the steamer nowadays? Who's still using the iron? Okay. So the steamer has not taken the place yet. But if you will turn with me to Proverbs, and if you are a Hebrew scholar, Mishlei. Women have been a foundation of creation, a foundation of the church. And a lot of times when we talk about foundations, those are the things that things are built on. And a lot of times you don't see the foundation or always acknowledge the foundation, but the foundation is there. The things that moms do don't have to be visible. They're not always, they're not looking for accolades. They just do what they do. They support because that's just who they are. And our mothers give us the foundation upon which we build in our lives. And even when there are storms and things and issues that rage through our lives, a lot of times it's the women in our lives who hold it down. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I had a storm in my life recently, and my wife was holding it down. She was holding it down, I'm telling you. And I'm so thankful. And a lot of times you don't know the strength of the foundation until a storm comes. And when I saw how strong she stood in the midst of all of that turmoil, I didn't think I could love her more, because I thought, you know, but I developed even a deeper love and appreciation for who she is. And because I saw the storms that my mother weathered. My mother weathered storms, and she was such a strong woman. And that's why I tell you, where is the source of their strength? And the source of their strength is in their faith and in their wisdom. And if we look in Proverbs, the first chapter, the 8th verse, it even tells us we need to acknowledge what our mothers provide. And it says, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother." Many mothers have laid down the law. Does anybody know what I'm talking about there? Sometimes the father was not there. And in Hebrew custom, when the man didn't do what he was supposed to do, what did he do? A woman would do it, right? Woman, the foundation, she's the glue that holds the family together. And there are mothers out there that raise children without even a father. Any mothers that did that out here in the audience? You had to do it. Let's give them mothers a hand. See, regardless, they do what they need to do. And so in Exodus the 15th chapter. And brothers, don't go out of here saying that you were minimized in any way. Tell the men it's not your day today. Don't trip. It's not your day today. Your day is coming when? Next month. We'll deal with you. But today we're talking about the mothers, and it's their faith and their wisdom. In Exodus, the 15th chapter, the 19th verse, it says, for the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and Yahweh brought the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. What are we talking about? We are talking about when the children of Israel were delivered from Egypt, right? And they made it through, right? And the Red Sea parted, and then the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And the 20th verse says, and Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand. Do we know what a timbrel is? It's a tambourine. And all the women went out after her with timbrels and dances. And Miriam answered them, and she said this, she gave them a charge. She said, sing ye to Yahweh, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. She was singing a praise. And this is what gets me. When Yahweh split the Red Sea, Miriam started singing, and then she led the women in praise. Where did they find tambourines in the middle of the desert? This was preparation. See, my wife is a better packer than I am. When we're going on a trip, I forget stuff. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? But they know what we what? Need. And the women pack tambourines. And why did the women pack tambourines? Because they knew that they were going to be victorious in the challenge that was a, come on, women. They, you know, I'm sure there was a man that might have said, oh, what you bringing that for? They was like, we need these. Why? Because we got some what? Praising to do. And Miriam led that praise. They were ready. And this is what I have to say about this. Women, as we see in the children of Israel, they pulled the tambourines out of the luggage. My wife, we were at dinner the other day, and we needed some stuff in the restaurant that we were in, and even in the movie theater. She pulled everything that we needed out of her purse. I was like, what you doing with that? How you get that? I say, we'll be nice if I needed this. She was like, everything we needed. And I think about my mom, you know, in this challenge, what she would have done. In a way, I believe she was there because my aunt was there. And I've said it before and I'm going to say it again in her presence. My aunt, Nima, Mother Naz Riley, she was right there at the hospital, and she oiled everything in that room. I'm so thankful for her, because she came into that, and that's what my mom would have done. She would have been like, okay, they were anointing the drips. What do you call them things? IV, thank you. She was anointing the IV, she was anointing the bed. She was anointing the door, post, everything. She anointed me, and I'm so thankful for her, and I'm thankful. See, that's why we got church mothers. That's why we got prayer warriors. I love you so much, and I'm so thankful. And that's what, you know, my mom would have done. She would have been the instant with that. But see, that's what God, Yahweh gives you all. He gives you that wisdom. And if we look in Exodus, the 35th chapter, and the 22nd verse. And it says, and they came both men and women, as many as were willing hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto Yahweh. They were working on the tabernacle, working on what was going to go in there. And 23rd verse, and every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and red skins of rams and badger skins brought them. They were trying to make this place beautiful. 24th verse, and every one that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought the Lord's offering, Yahweh's offering, and every man with whom was found shittim wood for any work of the service brought it. And all the women that were wise hearted did spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun. What were they spinning? Cloths, right? Fabrics, rich fabrics, both of blue and of purple and of scarlet and of fine linen. And all the women whose hearts stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hair. The women brought the beauty to that place of worship. Women are beautiful. Does anybody agree? And it's not talking about just that outward beauty. Listen to this. Go here. Go to 1 Peter, the third chapter, because Yahweh likes beautiful things. And 1 Kefa, the third chapter, the third verse says, who's adoring, let it not be that outward adorning of just the plaiting of the hair and of the wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel. Ladies, it's not just that you put on apparel, nice stuff. It's not that you just adorn yourself with jewelry. It's not because you you dress your hair or whatever it is that you do. But it says the fourth, this is what it is, the fourth verse says, but let it be the hidden man. And it means Adam. When we say man, it's not, it doesn't mean a man, it means mankind. Let it be the hidden inner person, right? Of the heart. I've seen women who dress up everything on the outside, but the inside is, you already know. He's not looking for that. He's looking for the beauty that you have, what? On the inside. And he's saying, don't spend, yeah, it's okay if you put on the earrings. Don't walk out of here saying, Pastor Tom said, I can't wear no earrings and I can't get my hair done. We want you to do that. But we're saying it's not all about that. The time that you spend on your hair and on your nails, sisters, I just want to know, can I, brother, ask a question? And it's not, you know, the average hairstyle. I'm just curious. How much time does it take? Somebody said 2 months. It's too much. Give me some time. Okay. Let me make it. When you go to the beauty salon and you sit in the chair, how much time do you spend in there? 2 to 4 hours. All right. Let's add it up, brothers. Can we tabulate? Can you add some stuff for me? Let's go for 3 hours. Sisters, when you go to the nail place, how long are you in the nail place? For feet and for fingers and toes. How much? 45 minutes to 2 hours. Let's go in between. Let's say an hour and a half. Is somebody tabulating it? Okay, Aunt got it. He's tabulating this. All right. when you go shopping looking for something. No, let's figure this out. Because the lady was like, oh, that's too hard. No. Hold up. When you're going shopping looking for something, how long do you spend in the shopping mall? Somebody says 6 hours. 4 hours over here. And mother said all day. So let's say 8 hours, right, ladies? Yeah, let's say 7 hours. Did I leave anything out? Because part of the jury is all that. All right. All right, so add that up. What we got? 11 and a half hours. Grocery shopping. How long does it take you out of grocery shop? Oh, I forgot something. Ladies, when you're doing your makeup, how long does it take to put the makeup on? I'm just asking. 55 minutes? 45. An hour? 15 minutes? Sasha said 15 minutes, girl. Let's say, I've seen, 45. Let's put an hour on there. So 12 hours. 12 hours are spent adorning this. How much time do we spend in prayer? How much time, I'm just asking, how much time do we spend reading the word? Because it says right here, let it be in hitting the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of the weak and quiet spirit, which is the sight of Yahweh of great price. Meaning we're adorning the outside, but are we spending time to adorn the inside? The care that we take for the outside, are we taking the same care for the inside? Because women, your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, your strength, all those things that Yahweh has given you to give us, you got to take time in developing that. Because he's looking for the heart. And that's what we want to see. We want to see the hearts adorned. Not just so much the outside, but what is going on in the inside. And let's go here. Acts, the 16th chapter, the 14th verse. And it says, and a certain woman named Lydia. So here we are in the Bible describing women. A seller of purple. What do we know from this? Just reading that. She worked. She was a businesswoman. She made, we heard earlier that they spun the cloth, and now what is she doing? She done made this beautiful cloth, and now what do we have? We see her what? Selling, marketing. Ladies, any entrepreneurs out there? We got some. Okay, who? Any women who want to be an entrepreneur? You want to have your own business. You want to do your own thing. Yahweh ordains that. You better start thanking him for it, because right now is where he's preparing you to have your own business, to have your own stuff. And it's okay, because we have women who were entrepreneurs, who were businesswomen, and they took care of their family and took care on the outside, that took care of business. Do we got some women in here that take care of their family and take care of business? Come on now, wait. Brothers, thank the women who take care of the family and take care. It's not always easy, but it's doable. It says right here. And that's why you have to draw upon the strength of Yahweh. And she was a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped Yahweh. Not only was she an entrepreneur, she took care of him. She worshipped who? Yahweh. Heard us, whose heart Yahweh opened, that she attended unto the things that were spoken of Shaul. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful in Yahweh, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. So what did this woman do? Not only was she taking care of her family, when she got saved, she made sure that her whole family was saved. When she got baptized, she made sure her whole family was baptized, right? And not only that, she actually provided a place for the apostles to stay in her home so that they could do the work of Yahweh. It reminds me of my household. We did the same thing, you know? We had church in the house, right? This church was started in a living room off of 12th Avenue in Inglewood, California. Come on. The sanctuary was the living room. Remember that? And my mom and my dad would set that sanctuary up. And then they were having Bible study on Friday nights. They set the living room up as a church. They had folding chairs and everything. Sometimes it was just them. And when it was just them, it was just mom singing and dad trying to. But I knew it was Friday night because I had to be in there a lot of times because y'all was having Bible study on Friday night. Incredible Hulk came on at 8 o'clock. They had me missing Incredible Hulk, y'all. But what do we find out about Lydia? She was a worshiper of Yahweh. She was a businesswoman. She had a family. She opened her house to Shaul and his companions. And then when we go to Romans, the 16th chapter, the 3rd verse. And we find another woman with her husband. And many times they're called out together, but it shows the partnership. And it says right here, the 3rd verse, greet Priscilla and Aquila. Priscilla was the woman, and her husband was Aquila, my helpers in Mashiach Yeshua, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. The church was first starting, and who was helping in the church? Priscilla. Two of them together were the leaders of the early church. And we find out in Acts, the 18th chapter, and you can make a note of that and read it on your own, that they were tent makers like Shaul. So here we are, showing a couple being in their own business. And Priscilla and Aquila pulled aside Apollos when he began to speak at Ephesus and explained him Yahweh's way more accurately. So they were in their ministry trying to make sure that the word of Yahweh was done right and the word was going out right. And there we are with a woman who was actually there making that process happen. And if we go to Proverbs, the 34th chapter, the 10th verse, which is one of my favorite passages of scripture, and it's so befitting because it talks about this woman is not easy to find. Because it says in the 10th verse, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. He trusts her. He puts confidence in her because he knows that she's a godly woman. Because the 12th verse says, she will do him good and not evil for all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Who knows a woman who you don't know how she put it together, but she found a way to put that together. No, you better do better than that. You don't know how she did it. You got women who had children, and you don't know how she was able to put that food on the table, right? But she did. I remember With my mom, she was a hairdresser. And it was time for my dad, the Holy Spirit had told him that he needed to go full time into the ministry. And he kind of labored over that because he was like, you know, he knew there were bills to pay. He knew there's stuff that needed to be done. And he was kind of scratching his head like, I know the Spirit of Yahweh has told me that I need to go and do full time. But that mean that he needed to quit his good government job. He was working for the IRS. And he was going to have to tell my mother that he was going to quit his job at the IRS and we was going to live off of beautician money. Right? And so he went to tell her. And as he began to say, you know, babe, you know, the Holy Spirit is telling me. And she was like, you're going to have to leave your job, huh? Isn't that what happened? And he said, yeah. She said, Holy Spirit already told me. Come on. Who can find a virtuous woman that she knew? She was just going to have to bump some more curls, right? Ain't ass. But it says that she found a way to do things. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh blue with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. See, a lot of times I'm asleep and my wife is doing stuff for the family and I'm like, what? And she'd be like, and then my wife, she's got supernatural hearing. Babe, I hear something. I don't hear nothing. This is when my... This was when Kennedy was younger. She was baby. She was in another room. I think I hear her crying. I don't hear nothing. I thank Yahweh for my wife because I wasn't getting up. It just wasn't weaved in me. But she would hear, and I'm like, how she hear that? And then when other babies was crying, I'm sorry, I can't tell. I don't know which baby was crying. But she was like, Kennedy crying. I can't, how you know? She knew the cry. Any mothers out there that know the, how y'all do that? All crying sound the same to me. But she knew. We don't give them enough credit for this. She rises while they eat this night, gives meat to the household and a portion to her maidens. She handles her house, and then she takes care of other folks at the same time. Anybody know mothers like that? They do for your family and still have enough to do for somebody else's family. And it says this, she considereth a field and buy it. With the fruit of her hand, she planted the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold to the distaff. She stretcheth her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hand to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her covering is silk and purple. Whoa. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of her idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest above them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth Yahweh, she shall be praised. Hallelujah. And that's what we want to see. We want to see you all working in your virtuosity. Yahweh has created you for virtue. He's created you to not only raise your families, but be instrumental in raising up the ministry. We love you. We need you. We want you in our lives. And if we have not been the ones to sing your praises, as it says in here, often as we should, we apologize. Because ladies, mothers, sisters, aunties, grandmothers, we love you. And we thank Yahweh for you. We love you. We love you. And a lot of times we don't talk about the appreciation like we should. I really appreciate this ministry because not only is this ministry a ministry that saves souls and, you know, do the work of the kingdom, but I see so many amazing women who do so much for the ministry, who do so much for the families. And a lot of times, as pastor, I really don't get an opportunity to tell you how much I appreciate you. I know you're staying up late or getting up early, praying for us. And I wouldn't be able to stand here today had it not been for the prayers of this church. Men, I'm going to talk about you next month, but the prayers of the sisters, the mothers, the prayer warriors, all of you that burn that midnight oil, not just for your families, but for this church, I want to say on behalf of 3CLA, thank you, and I love you, and I am so thankful that Yahweh has placed you here in this ministry, and I would not want it any other way. So thank you. We love you. I love you. And one more time, men, all the men in the house, can we salute the women of 3CLA, the women that have come here today, the women that are in our lives, that are holding down the family. Yes. And Father Yahweh, we just thank you. We praise you for creation. Thank you and praise you for the design that you mastered. You penned it. You executed it. You sustain it. And that is with man is with women. And we thank you for the women that you have created in our lives. Not just for our families, once again, but also for the church, for the ministry. We appreciate everything that you do through them, the wisdom that you place in them, the strength that you place in them, the ability that you place in them, the gifts that you place in them. Father, we're thankful, Father, that all things are working together for the good. And right now, Father, we just ask a special blessing on the women here that are in this place. Father, speak to them. Strengthen them, Father. Increase their wisdom and their knowledge in the mighty name of Yeshua. Instill in them that unction to pray, that unction to intercede, that unction to help, that unction to exercise their gifts that you have given them, Father. Stir up their gifts in the mighty name of Yeshua. Stir up their discernment in the mighty name of Yeshua, that they can be those virtuous women that you speak of. You're shaping us all. You're making us all. You're molding us all. We're asking for a special blessing on them today, Father. Increase them, Father. Increase their territory, Father Yahweh. Give them the desires of their heart. Father, we thank them for what they have endured. We ask that you continue to raise them up and strengthen them and use them, Father, not just for the direction of our families and the sustaining and the foundation of our families, but use them in the continuance of the ministry, Father, that we will be that church that you're looking for in these last days. And we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you all the praise. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So we're making this easy for you this morning. We just want you to go off and enjoy time with you.